my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new silsila, our new program entitled The Prophet of Mercy, wherein Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam is a source of mercy for the entire worlds, for all the universes, for all of creation. But before we begin, let us mention an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat and Salam, peace and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. In one narration, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Man salla alayya mi'atan, whoever recites salat, salutations upon me, 100 times, kataballahu bayna aynayhi, Allah Almighty inscribes between his eyes, bara'atan minan nar wa bara'atan minan nifaq, that this person is free from the hellfire and free from hypocrisy." What great blessings lie in reciting Durood Sharif. And the blessings don't stop there. The Prophet alayhi salam continues and says, "Wa askanahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah ma'a ash-shuhada," that such a person who recites Durood Sharif 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him amongst the martyrs on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. And what can be said about the virtue and excellence of the martyrs? The martyrs are those individuals regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, "Do not consider them as those who have died. Don't say about them that they are amwat, they are dead. Bal ahya'un, rather they are alive, you do not know." In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Bal ahya'un 'inda rabbihim yurzaqun," that the martyrs are those individuals who are with their Lord and they are being provided sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why wouldn't we want to be amongst the martyrs on the Day of Judgment? If you ask every Muslim, do they want this rank? Do they want this honor, this respect? They'll say, yes, of course. And in this hadith, we've been taught how to earn that, how to gain that, how to attain that. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's all make an intention that if we already do not have a habit of reciting salawat and salam, peace and blessings, Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, from this day forth, we will devote time daily to this noble act. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to do so. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. As mentioned a few moments ago, that in this new program of ours, The Prophet of Mercy, we will look at the various aspects of how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is a mercy, a rahmah for the entire creation. So let us begin with mentioning the blessed verse wherein this attribute of the Prophet alayhi salam is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Anbiya, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O beloved Habib alayhi salam, we did not send you except as a mercy for the entire universe. Now this verse of the Qur'an, the ulama-i kiram, the scholars of Islam, the mufassireen, the commentators of the Qur'an, they look at it from four different ways. They analyze this verse from four different ways. First of all, in this verse, who is the Rahmah that is referred to? Who is the one who is a Rahmatul lil Alameen, mercy for all the universe? And in this regard, it's mentioned, ضَمِيرُ الْخِطَابِ فِي قَوْلِهِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. The second person pronoun in the statement, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, خِطَابٌ لِلنَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَقَطْ. This only refers to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is an exclusive attribute. It's from the khasa'is of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he alone is a mercy for all of the universes, all of creation. Someone might say, then what about the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam? What about the other Rusul messengers alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam? What about them? Were they not a source of mercy? Were they not also Rahmah? And regarding this, the ulama kiram, they explain and they say, every single prophet, every single Rasul who came to creation, who came to earth to guide mankind, to guide the people that they were sent to, their mercy differs to the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How so? When other Anbiya alayhimus salam were sent, they were sent to specific parts of the world, specific countries, specific areas, specific locations. And we have an example in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam as a mercy from us. He says, وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا, that regarding Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Isa alayhi salam is a mercy from us. And in the tafsir of this verse, the ulama mentioned that this verse tells us that there is a difference, a farq, between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salam. How? In this verse, the word min has been used. The preposition min has been used. And in Arabic language, if you look at this from an Arabic grammar perspective, the min also comes in the meaning of taba'id, which means partial or some. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Isa alayhi salam is a mercy from us, meaning he was a portion of mercy for us, from us. He was a mercy for a specific amount of people, for a specific period. And to explain this further, the ulama kiram say, look at how Isa alayhi salam, when he came to this earth, when he preached to the people, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously raised him to the heavens. Later on, the book that he came with, the Injil, the Bible, how that was distorted. How people began to change the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived into this world, the deen that Isa alayhi salam came with, the book that he came with, that became abrogated. That was no longer followed. Whereas when we look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy until the end of times, and beyond that as well, as we will discuss insha'Allah azza wa jal. So this was a point regarding how the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different to the mercy of the other Anbiya alaihi wasallam. Their mercy was for those who followed them. It wasn't for those who were sinful. Their mercy wasn't for those who disobeyed them. In fact, we have numerous examples of how the Anbiya alayhimus salam would raise their hands and perform dua, Ya Allah, these people are not following us. These people are rejecting our message. And they would do dua against those people. And as a result, punishment would descend and those people would be wiped out. At times, an earthquake would happen. At times, the people's faces were changed and distorted, transformed. At times, they were sunk into the earth. So various punishments descended. But when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came, when he blessed this world with his noble presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That, O beloved Habib alayhi salam, it does not befit the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he punishes the people whilst you are with them. Whilst you are on this earth. Whilst you are blessing this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the disbelievers with a mass punishment, as was the case with the previous umam, the previous nations. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he is the mercy being referred to in this noble verse. And his mercy is all-encompassing. His mercy was from the beginning of time. His mercy will be until creation exists. The second way that the ulama look at this verse, for whom was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a mercy? Who was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam a mercy for? And in relation to this, the scholars of Islam say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mercy for all mankind. From the beginning of time until this world exists, and beyond that in Jannah as well. How so? We know from the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that his nur, his blessed light, was the first creation. In one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was my nur. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said to the companion, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, Ya Jabir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ خَلَقَ قَبْلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ نُورَ نَبِيِّكَ مِن نُورِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur of your Prophet from his own nur, and that was the first thing that he created. So we have plenty of ahadith in this regard. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا مِن نُورِ اللَّهِ وَالْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُم مِن نُورِي. I am from the nur of Allah, and all of creation is from my nur. We learn from these ahadith that if it wasn't for the nur of the Prophet ﷺ, if it wasn't for the light of the Prophet ﷺ, then existence, this world, everybody who came to this world, all the blessings of this world, they wouldn't exist. Because you need that first source, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his beloved alayhi salam first. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mercy for everyone. And to go into a bit of detail, the scholars of Islam say there are 18,000 different worlds. We are just in this one world, alamul ajsam, alamul dunya. But there are many, many different types of worlds. For example, Alamul Arwah, the world of souls. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for that world as well. Alamul Ajsam, the world of bodies, humans and other creatures. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for that world. Alamul Malakut, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for the world of the angels. Alamul Lahut, Alamul Lahut is that place where those angels exist who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for that world as well. Alamul Hayawanat, the world of animals, different creatures. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for them. Alamul Nabatat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for the world of plants. And inshallah, in the following episodes, we will cover how the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for different things and different people. So in short, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is a mercy for every single alam that exists. What is alam? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman says, alam means ma siwallah. Anything which is other than Allah is alam. And in one verse of the Quran in Surah Fatiha, very famous verse that we recite every day in our prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself as Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the worlds. And Alameen is a jama, it's a plural of Alam, which is the singular world. And the scholars say, in one verse Allah has declared himself as Rabbul Alameen. In another verse Allah has declared the Prophet alayhi salam as Rahmatul Alameen. When we put these two verses together, what do we learn? We learn that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a lord of, wherever his lordship extends to, all of creation, all the different alameen, every single alam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also a mercy for as well. Whoever Allah is a rab for, a lord for, the Prophet alayhi salam is a rahmah, a mercy for. So that was the second way that the scholars look at this. The third way, another way that the scholars look at this, is from when did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam become a mercy for the alameen, for the worlds? Was it when he came to this world physically, when his blessed birth took place? Or was it before that? And we know that from the beginning, right from the beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation, He made the different alameen. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul alameen, it is necessary that he was a rahma right at the beginning. Otherwise, somebody could object and say, in this verse, Allah has described the Prophet alayhi salam as rahmatul alameen, but he only came to this world about 1400 or so years ago. So how was he a mercy for those before? How was he mercy from the beginning? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech is pre-eternal. It's qadim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech does not have a beginning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us that the Prophet alayhi salam was a rahmah for all the worlds means, and this necessitates, that as soon as alam and the alameen came into existence, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy. And how so? We know right at the beginning, when the Prophet Adam alayhi salam was created, how one of the reasons for making the angels prostrate to him was because he had the noor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his forehead. And inshallah, in the coming programs, we will discuss this in detail. We know that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire by Nimrud, the reason why he was not burned, the reason why he was saved, was because he had the noor of the Prophet alayhi salam in his loins. So the Prophet alayhi salam was a mercy from the beginning, for all of the alameen, for all of the worlds. And the last way that the scholars of Islam, they look at this verse, they say that until when will the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam be a mercy? Until when? When will his rahmah stop or cease? And the answer to that is, it will never cease. It will never come to an end. Why? Because alameen means everything besides Allah. This world is part of alameen. The next world, alamul akhirah, is part of alameen. Jannah is part of alameen. Hawz-e Kawthar, the fountain that has been gifted to the Prophet alayhi salam, is part of alameen. Jahannam is part of alameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mercy includes all those different places, all those different alams, all those different alameen. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for example, in the akhirah, on the day of judgment, he will be a source of mercy. He will take people to paradise. He will help the anbiya alayhi salam. When the followers of the Prophet alayhi salam enter the fire of hell, na'udhu billah, then he will take them out. Some of the righteous of the Prophet alayhi salam's ummah will be given shafa'a to increase their ranks in the hereafter. So the Prophet alayhi salam will continue to be a mercy. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he mentions in Fatawa Razviya Sharif that every single blessing, every single ni'mah, every single goodness that reaches a person, be it in this world, be it when he goes to the grave, be it when he rises on the day of judgment, in the akhirah, in Jannah, wherever that may be, every single blessing comes through the wasila, the sadaqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So these are the four ways that the ulama-i kiram, they look at this verse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an exclusive attribute of his, that he is rahmatul alameen. No other Nabi, no other Rasul has this attribute, being rahmah for all of the universes, all of the worlds, all of creation. The second, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for everyone. 18,000 worlds, every single world is benefiting through the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, he has been a mercy right from the beginning, right from creation existing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy is everlasting. Even in Jannah, even in the next life, even in the akhirah, people will benefit from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it's mentioned, it's a very beautiful point as well, that one of the points of aqeedah, points of belief that we learn from this verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the best of all creation. And someone may say, how have you come to that conclusion? That because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, that automatically means he is afdalul alameen, afdalul khalq, the best of creation. And the reason being that the one who is a rahmah, the one who is a mercy for all of creation, the one who is a mercy for humankind, the one who is a mercy for animals, the one who is a mercy for stones, jamadat, the one who is a mercy for plants, nabatat, the one who is a mercy for the prophets, alayhi wasalam, the one who is a mercy for even the disbelievers, yes, even the kuffar, and we will cover that separately, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, taking this into consideration, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a mercy for every single thing, every single blessing, as you've heard, comes through the wasila, the sadaqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan, it's mentioned, وَمَنْ كَانَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, whoever is a mercy for all the worlds, لَزِمَ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This necessitates that that individual is the most superior from all of the worlds, from all of creation, everyone who came into existence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is superior to all of them, superior than all of them. And any superiority, any greatness, any blessing, any goodness, any rank that others receive, it's because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And just to give you a few examples of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he arrived and what impact his mercy had, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentioned something very beautiful, very relevant, very pertinent, something that we should take on board, keep in the front of our mind. He says, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world, people were stuck in ignorance. People were doing all sorts of wrong. People were disobedient. People did not know how to live civilized lives. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, look at the change that took place. Knowledge spread. People became civilized. Bloodshed stopped. So many blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's arrival. And he mentions, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, that all those individuals who took faith upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all those individuals who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all those individuals who took shahada, who bear witness that Allah Azza wa Jal is the Lord of the worlds and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his final messenger, they gained salvation. They gained aman, safety in this world, and inshallah in the akhirah as well. So respected viewers of Madini Channel, as believers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are very fortunate that without even asking, without even supplicating, without even doing dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be from amongst the nation of rahmatul lil alameen, the one who is a mercy for all the worlds, the best of creation, as you just heard, the best of all of those who have been created, without even asking for it. So what makes sense is, now that we have been given this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, what we need to do in our lives to gain more of that mercy. Because remember, everybody, every believer, and disbelievers in this world as well, they benefit from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what should be noted, what should be remembered, is that mercy reaches a person. He is a recipient of that mercy according to his state, according to his hal, according to the level of his belief, according to his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we see that those who are ushaq, those who are lovers of the Prophet alayhi salam, those who spend their days and nights, their whole life following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they receive more mercy from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their ranks are further raised and they continue to be drowned in this mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is that? Because of their obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah says, "Man yuti'i ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever obeys the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who is kamil, the one who is complete, perfect in his ittiba', following of the Prophet alaihi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him. As mentioned in another verse, Allah says, if you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will love you. If you claim to love Allah, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. The Prophet alaihi salam was ordered to say, O people, follow me. Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will love you and he will forgive your sins as well. So this is something that we should take away, and this is something that we should act upon on a daily basis. Ask ourselves, how obedient am I to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much do I follow his teachings? How much am I benefiting from that mercy? We all are benefiting to different extents. But if you want to benefit greatly, like the awliyaullah, like the pious friends of Allah, like the righteous ones, then we need to increase our ittiba, following and love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until the next episode, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to follow the Prophet alayhi salam in every way possible to gain the greatest share of his mercy. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
O my beloved Prophet of mercy, O my beloved Prophet of mercy, O my beloved Prophet of mercy.